Good evening, everyone. It's lovely to be back here in the calm and peace that is the studio. An oasis in the centre of the hubbub that is the hurly-burly of hot mess participants arriving and leaving at all hours of the day and night. With me this week, jostling for position on the one chair that still functions, we've tried buying a new one, but all we get delivered these days is scrap, and it's uncomfortable to sit on, is the larger-than-life Harry Ballsack.
Good evening.
The ultra-dependable Norma Snockers is here, but she's only one half of a pair this week, as Lou's off, as he was complaining about a pain in his ear.
Good evening, everyone.
I've got everyone's favourite mining obsessive, Wilma Fingerdo.
Hello, Rudolph. Good evening, everyone.
And once again, we have the absolute privilege of the presence of Galnet's own colon corrector, the inimitable Commander Wotherspoon.
Good evening.
So, let's have some news, shall we? Dastardly Don's Desperados disrespect Doyen.
Dayglo Viking tries to prove it's bigger on the inside.
Major General Noctovegas finds it's time to Lego off his ship.
I don't spy with my little eye, something beginning with Sagittarius.
We're dreading the return of the judge.
The apology officer would like to, well, you know the rest.
Is this the loneliest system in the galaxy?
Atrus 5060 does his best to work out what's going on.
Lou's hiding somewhere, so I found a professional to help.
And Norma's going to tell us how well we're doing with our initiative.
Proof, if proof were needed, that bad things happen to good people. Commander Poppy, the hamster-spirited alter ego of our own Flossie, was out mugging the galaxy, trying to bring cheer, and a Hutton mug, to the poor mods-infected wretches, who not only didn't have any food, but didn't have a mug to put it in. The inhabitants of systems in famine are too weak to raise a mug, and so are reluctant to take one, even if it would relieve their mods-based suffering. From purely selfless motives, and not so that her OCD could only rest once every station had been mugged, Poppy, that's Flossie, remember, keep up at the back there, took on a wing mission to deliver food, or rather coffee. I don't think we should be uncharitable, but if you're starving, should coffee be first on the agenda? And if it is, then why should a mug not be required? Sorry, where was I? Oh yes. Poppy took on a wing mission to deliver food, only to find that she was interdicted by a deadly pirate. You will recall, because she never lets us forget, that Flossie's pilots are all harmless, who unceremoniously proceeded to prepare Poppy's ship for a return trip to Hutton by turning it into scrap. Poppy is now helping the starving by delivering random foodstuffs, the equivalent of leaving a tin in the basket in the corner of the supermarket that's taken to the local dog's home. I guess the moral of this story is, if you're taking on a wing mission, take a wing.
Commander Dayglo Viking has proven himself to be the Baldric of ship transport with his cunning plan. Our clever commander has managed to get around the extortionate fees charged by the Pilots Federation for moving his ship to a new location by disguising it as cargo. He's created his own babushka doll by putting a ship inside a ship, and he's imitated a TARDIS by putting an anaconda inside a cargo ship. He's removed all of the ship kits, unplugged all of the optional modules, and sealed the ship's computer into a container. Now, all would have gone well, and we would now be congratulating Mr. Viking on the cunningest plan since Sly McSly won the craftiest plan in the galaxy competition, if it were not for one thing. The Type 6 that has the commander's ship on board has its route plotter permanently set to economical mode, and the pilot has no more sense of direction than Nocti at the end of a long night out. It appears that Commander Daeglo Viking may have to wait several weeks before his ship arrives at its new home, far, far longer than it would have taken to draw giant genitalia on a galaxy star map. There is, however, good news. Commander Hutton Widow was heard to say that in the absence of an escape pod with cryostasis, all will still be well, as the Viking still has a mug and sufficient evil juice to make the time pass without notice. Good luck, Commander, but we can't promise to leave a station unmugged for your return.
Following our report a few weeks ago of rumours of a fully scrap-built limpet-printed battlecruiser being constructed only a short hop from Hutton, the other side of Eden to be precise, our investigative team have an update. It appears that due to a mega-mini-millimeter-mega-meter mix-up, the Major General's digital minions have delivered him something absolutely perfectly crafted, only at a fraction of the size it's supposed to be. The Major General, who was hands-off throughout the whole process and was only updated via external camera shots, was caught rather on the hop when, waiting in his ASP, he heard the capital ship signature detected warning and looked at the very impressive Witchspace arrival storm, only to notice that what popped out of the hole was more than a little smaller than he wanted. This Lilliputian behemoth is packing all of the equipment one would expect from a replica of a Federal Navy ship, and is practically perfect in every possible way, with tiny little heat relays, batteries of dangerous-looking weapons, and of course, a fully realised ship's bridge. Unfortunately, it's only suitable for being crewed by the little minifigures created by Commander Claire Helen. The waiting complement of fighter vessels preparing to dock and start patrolling around Hutton space will have a bit of a time of it docking, so it's been repurposed as a drone aboard Hutton itself, guarding the mug supply hangar against marauding Smurfs, big Endians, and any station cats that take delight in knocking them off the side.
Crisis has hit the world of pulp fiction in recent weeks, with almost the entire writing room from Sagittarius Eye, the galaxy's finest print publication about the galaxy around us, being mysteriously kidnapped. No ransom demand has been presented yet, nor is there any evidence of how they were removed from their locked high-security compound, but there are rumours that a number of them were seen walking around the exercise yard with strangely muddy boots, all looking suspiciously innocent when Sagai guards entered their dormitory and the browser history of one writer, concerning searches on how to jump a motorbike and sidecar over a barbed wire fence. While search and rescue teams are on the lookout for the missing writers, Hutton's copy room has been beavering away with the typewriter in an attempt to fill the gap. Whether our demented touch types tappings and Tippex-covered efforts to spell complicated words like mug pass muster with the editor-in-chief remains to be seen, but we're hopeful that we can plug the gap whilst the professionals are found and brought back to base.
We've received a mug alert. Yes, a call to action. When you hear the words, "I am the law," what immediately springs to mind? No, not the lore wars of early 3302 between Dr. Stroud of Lave and the behatted former security consultant turned historian Drew Wagar. We mean the law. Big-chinned, steely-eyed, armor-wearing, justice-bringing law. Ben Ryder, notorious mug denier, appears to have relented in his scorn for all things Hutton and is acting as a fence. Sorry, intermediary. between the finder, one Commander Johnny Sokatua, and the truckers. A cache of ancient documents from the troubled past of Earth have been carbon dated to the year 2000 AD, and a number of Hutton truckers have been commissioned to bring these artifacts, listed in cargo holds as progs and classified as ultra rares, from the dig site on Earth to other stations throughout the Sol system. The museum buyers are said to be filthy rich, very eager to get their hands on these thrills from early Earth history, and starting rumours that the colourful printed editions are the perfect defence against thrill-sucking Thargoids. We are, of course, sending a team armed with a Translatortron 3000 to work out what on Earth this message means, and why Johnny named his ship the Trigonometrist, and what the angle is on this heist, and which side we're on. But we're never ones to turn away a mission. And now, over to the Apology Officer.
Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Date of incident, 5th February 3306. Location, the bubble. Type of incident, ship damage, ship destruction. Reporting Officer, Mia Hartness. This week we have some cautionary tales rather than outright apologies, although I'm sure I can squeeze a little one in along the way. Our daring commanders have been tearing along the space lanes, delivering mugs like Aussie Outback truckers in massive star trains, wearing dirty vests and dodging interdictions by demented space pirates, hell-bent on depriving needy communities of their mugs. But somewhere along the line, the trucking takes a toll, and a few of our number have had a little incidents this week. Most have been as simple as selling all of their mugs at one station then flying off before realising, but for some, the consequences have been much more serious. Commander Snark 3D got lazy with the station keeping out at Hutton, and after some snuggling with a gun turret, was declared outlaw, promptly obliterated and sent to detention facility to explain exactly why they had been rubbing up against a gun turret in the first place. On discovering that one of their target stations was in famine and too poor to buy a mug, Commander Flossie decided to do her bit and help them out. She donated what mug she had and then agreed a contract with the local governing faction to bring in thousands of tons of much-needed coffee to help with the situation. On her way back, pirates struck, swooping in on her T9 to rob her of her precious life-giving cargo. She dodged and she weaved and she submitted and she boosted, but in the end she couldn't shake them and her ship was shot out from under her. Oh, the humanity. All that coffee gone to waste. I can only apologise for the trauma this image has caused you, dear listener. Commander Rincewind Kimru was left in a sticky situation while taking mugs to a remote station. Having dropped into system and set course in Super Cruise, he popped off to attend to a call of nature. Well, too many food cartridge dinners and holding it in meant that he was detained for longer than he intended. The rumbling, shaking and juddering noises heard throughout the ship were put down to the plumbing system trying to cope, and he thought no more about it. However, it became apparent that something was wrong when he attempted to leave the facilities, only to be informed that due to an oxygen depletion on the other side of the door, this would not be possible. Next came a notification from his insurance company that he would be expected to pay 6 million credits for a replacement ship. And there he stayed for 14 hours in a space toilet with a broken flush mechanism, alternating between swearing in Welsh and singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Finally, a salvage crew picked him up while nosing through the remains of his ship and returned him to a spaceport. So remember, while mugs are important and there are a lot of stations waiting to be mugged, take frequent breaks rather than long ones. Watch out for gun turrets and always make sure you have a fast ship when transporting coffee. Anyway, happy Interstellar Frozen Yogurt Day. And hey, let's be careful out there. Mia Hartness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. We're sorry again.
Hutton Orbital may be 0.21 light years from the entry point in the system, but at least it has, you know, the system's four suns, seven planets, including Eden, on its doorstep, and two other stations to keep it company, even if they are a distance away. Pity then Kaylee Dock in the Julansa system, a refinery station that has nearly 35,000 inhabitants. And what can they look forward to as they gaze out of that window? A single Titori star. So it's not even scoopable. 18,390 light seconds away. And an asteroid belt. That's it. Nothing else. Not a sausage. Not even a tourist beacon or a wandering comet or a compromised nav beacon that would at least bring passing trade, even if it was in the pirate variety. We salute Commander Dan Gleibitz, who visited this station and brought them Centauri Megajin, along with Hutt and Muggs, for the inhabitants. We think that if someone accidentally chances upon this station in the future, for why else would anyone want to go there, then unless the inhabitants have already killed each other in a drunken brawls, the commander didn't say how much Megajin he delivered, that there will be a statue of the mysterious stranger, the man they called Dan, who came to visit one day and brought a little ray of sunshine to the lives of the inhabitants of Kaylee Dock.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest intel on the Thargoid War. At the time of this recording, Eagle Eye is still reporting nonsense, and Aegis is nowhere to be seen. Cannon's efforts to wrap the Eagle Eye installations in tinfoil did not help, but what it did do is allow you to pick up old episodes of Match of the Day if you tune your communications array just right in the old Earth radio frequency spectrum. In the meantime, Thargoids are running amok in the Pleiades and the Witchhead Nebula. Active combat zones are still present in HIP 16813, Taygeta, Lembassa and Evangelis. The stations in these systems are still on fire, oh my, and in need of evacuation. AXI, or is it AXI, and its allies have also noted that the Thargoids have bolstered their numbers in these incursions, making it harder to clear them. So, please get out there and do your part, truckers. It appears that Haxwing's gone missing this week. I think they're busy chasing down the Thargoids, so we can't tell you where to focus your efforts this week. Just go to those places and blast those aliens. Good luck out there, truckers, for the mug.
Lou has gone missing again this week, and he's going to be sore about this one, as there's actually something happening in Hutton Space that needs talking about. Yes, with the update to the Political Player's Handbook 5th edition, in a recent Fractional Faction patch, a variety of new system states have been identified. Whilst Hutton systems in the bubble seem to be as stable as a Lavecon documentary maker and calmer than the seas under the Aurora Australis, at least today, we've been thrown into a right old state. Without warning, someone at the Pilots Federation declared today a public holiday in Alpha Centauri and gave everyone the day off, plus bonus rations of Hutton mugs. Yes, we're up to 75 mugs each for a short period, whilst we all A, celebrate, and B, work out why we're celebrating. Is it Bob Marley's birthday? A celebration of women being allowed the vote back in the day? Only those over the age of 30, of course, flippity gibbets had to wait another 10 years. Is it the anniversary of the Beagle, an animal very close to Alvin's heart and height, reaching Tasmania, the home port of the Aurora Australis? We don't know, but we do love a good party. Of course, by the time we've all flown to Hutton, the party will be over, the dance floor all sticky and covered in broken glass and the ceiling strewn with streamers. But it was fun whilst it lasted. Once we know how long a public holiday lasts, that is. Over in Colonia, the coffee machine has broken down in Tyr, and there are rumours that poor maintenance of the toaster, George Foreman grill and dishwasher are pending. So they need food until the bun warmer is fixed, and a machinery to fix the popcorn machine as soon as possible. And now, it's time for a little Normus Knockers.
As Flossie's busy with the next chapter of her autobiography, I'll tell you what's what with her CCCGs. The galactic mugging rumbles along and we're approaching 40% complete at speed, with nearly 22,000 stations complete and 7,000 systems totally mods free. There's a bit of competition brewing at the top table, with Doc Jack and Montgomery Python trading places and both around the 1,000 mug mark. The 240th commander has now signed up and we're running at an average of over 90 mugs per pilot. With allocations sitting at 75 at the moment, that's a minimum of 2 Hutton runs per commander. Hutton Orbital, 2 Hutton ports, a Hutton station, a pair of docks, a ring and a landing are all mods free. Alvin has placed an order for immediate mugging of Hutton Colony in Warwickshire, Hutton Dock in Didarengu, Hutton Ring in Lalandi 22701, Hutton Depot in LTT 2099 and Hutton Horizons in Rigosages and Blata. Of course, Adashit and Kettle Dock have been well mugged as Super Matt, though we're a little concerned about Coopen, Mugger and Mugari. That's all from me this week.